Hey Sam, how you doing, man?
I'm fabulous, Cal. You know how they say one glass of wine, like scientists say that one glass of wine a day is like quite good for you? That must mean, right, that most of a bottle is excellent for you, right?
It just means you get your week's worth in one go. Okay, so there's an old Wiggles TV show where that was the plot for one of the episodes. Murray was like, oh, I'm only supposed to do like 10 reps of this like exercise machine I bought off the internet. So if I do 1,000 reps, it'll be 1,000, like, it'll be 100 times better.
And then he just gets way too jacked.
It did work. He got way too jacked and all the other Wiggles were like, you kind of just look a bit weird now and you can't fit through the doorway, so maybe you shouldn't do that.
Well, I appreciate the message. I don't think anyone has accidentally ever gotten too ripped. You're not working out and going, geez, whoops, it's not like the bottle of wine I had earlier where I just accidentally drank most of it. It's not like I have a way, I'm doing like reps and I just accidentally do 10 times the amount of reps I'm meant to do.
You're doing bicep curls of the bottle of wine.
Well, I poured it in a glass.
Getting swole.
I poured it into a glass. I'm not a savage. I'm also not drinking that much wine every day. Don't worry, Mum.
Your mum would listen to this show.
Yeah, she doesn't.
And I deeply apologize.
She doesn't, but Maggie does, and she'll dom me in. So don't be a dibby dobber, Mags.
Don't be a bloody. A Narc Ruffalo.
A Narc. should we read some tweets?
Narky Narc Wahlberg. Narky Narc and the Tell 'em People bunch.
I'm going to read some tweets now. Before things get silly.
Before things get loony.
Boo! 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 Boo!
Oh, I like 10% committed to a silly voice and then bailed immediately.
First tweet we have is from.
That's why it sounds like I had a stroke midway through that.
Actually, I think the only tweets we have today. Oh no, we got one tweet. We got one tweet. We got three tweets today. It's a small bunch. First tweet's from @FlintMonkey. It says, if the 300th episode proved anything, it's that Cal is wrong about everything, and when Sam tells you to watch something, you do it. Correct.
Matt, you're the reason why I didn't watch Community. You're the reason.
I thought.
Because you're the one who's going to say shit like that!
I thought folly. Oh, mate, folly was the reason you didn't watch Community. Because here's the reason I watched Community.
Oh, it's so rude. It was a lot of people all trying to get me to watch Community at once.
Yes, and you're a hipster jerk.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll cop that.
Good. Gross.
But,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, so I've had, like, felt like as much Coca-Cola as you've had wine.
I'm sure you've had more. I'm halfway
through my second can, all right? Chill.
Second can. Yeah. For like the last 20 minutes or the day?
Since dinner.
Since
I had
dinner.
One with dinner and I'm having one after dinner.
Be a real man and drink a whole bottle of wine. Next tweet is from @RileyIsGood. It says,
Hi, Riley. In
defense of me watching Cats, it is a bad movie that I don't like. I ended up watching it a bunch because last year I got a puppy and I had to get up at like 3 a.m. every morning and I just put it on to fall asleep on the sofa. And my favorite song is Skimble Shanks.
That is the correct answer. Skimble Shanks is the bomb diggity, man.
Raising a puppy is a nightmare, as far as I know. I haven't done it because I'm not a lunatic, but my girlfriend's family recently got a puppy, and yeah, they had to get up like super early because it's like a baby. Well, I mean,
now,
it's a baby dog, but
I can't remember how openly political I've been about dogs and dog ownership on the podcast. I feel like I would have avoided it because I have a pretty controversial opinion on it all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We best not get cancelled.
No one should own any pets. But anyway.
yeah, yeah.
No, but fair enough. And look, there's... I think there's worse things to watch. My retort would be just put the soundtrack on, of the stage play. Don't put the movie on because the movie's actively bad.
Yeah, but there's the thing with live music, like musical soundtracks that amp me up. I don't know what everyone else, but that's not going to put me to sleep.
Yeah, me either.
The Come From Away soundtrack makes me cry like a baby, every time.
That is.
There's a film version coming to Apple TV Plus, so maybe we'll do a podcast on it because it's my favorite musical. Yeah, we will.
If we're doing that, we're also doing Cats. That's the trade-off. We're doing a musical from each.
I have watched Cats, so I wouldn't have to watch it again. Are we talking the movie? Or the stage production?
I would be okay with the stage production.
Because that's what I watch. I will not watch the movie. Because what I'm talking about is a film stage production.
There's more things to say about the movie.
I'm not going to watch the movie because
the movie fucks up one-dimensional characters, Sam. Putting aside how gross and weird it is.
That's great. I could have told you that from the trailer and the clip I saw of Rebel Wilson eating people.
Oh, that happens multiple times in that song too.
Yeah, too many times.
One is too many, but for shock value, I sort of get it. By the fifth time, you're like, okay, we get it. Rebel Wilson's a massive cannibal.
Next tweet from Riley is, I should really not have had so much wine. And I really should stop sharing these things because I should regret my choices more, but these are my stats for just 2021. Let's have a little look at the stats. 700... These are new stats included. So, 771 films watched so far. That's 96 movies a month, which is...
Jeez.
Insanity, because that breaks down to 22 movies a week. It's actually 22.7 movies a week, which is crazy. That is a crazy amount of movies, Riley.
If one of those movies every day is Cats.
Well, Cats isn't in the most watch. The most watch is Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Okay. Does it say anything else?
The end of the Evangelion.
Oh, God. Okay.
Evangelion?
Evangelion.
Evangelion. Got it. Also, Saw has been watched four times.
Saw.
S-A-W. Saw. The movie Saw.
Oh.
You fucking...
I don't...
Plebiscite.
I don't know... Plebiscite. You $20 million fucking...
You are as big a waste of space as the plebiscites usually are.
Strange combo. I mean, not actually, less strange than you'd think.
The next movie is Christmas Mail, also watched four times. And this was also in the last one you sent, Riley, and it's still there's a white dude and a white girl and a white dog, and the words Christmas Mail, and the dog's got mail in its mouth, and they're both leaning on a post box.
That's exactly what I would have expected the poster to look like.
I don't think you understand how generic these two people look. they have no... if I look away, I can't define any characteristics. I think maybe she was wearing a red coat. And I'm sure they were both smiling, but I'm not convinced of that. Anyway, and
they're
the other two movies are...
You buy a photo album and they're already in it.
Yes, exactly like that.
Yeah.
And then the other two movies on this also watched four times. I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Bahubali looks like Bollywood movies. But it's and that too. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're just prying now.
Riley sent this. As far as I'm concerned, Riley asked to be ridiculed. Or not ridicule. There's no ridicule happening here. Ridicule is harsh. But analyzing the films here, at least. Maybe we'll do Christmas Mail for a Christmas special this year. Let's see.
No.
You can't stop us, Kel. Nothing can stop what's coming.
I have a 50% market share, damn it.
You do not, my friend. You know what's crazy? This week...
What?
So, obviously, you would know this. I was on Before the Movies again, which is unreal. Mm. And I don't think that episode is out yet, but look forward to that soon, audience. I was also on an episode of Dice Hard this week, which, again, that's not out yet. But will at some point. But it's the new, like, they do like three shows in the same feed now.
Okay.
And one of them is turning board games into movies.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, they just cast what they would do for that movie. It was
fair enough.
Pretty fun. So that will come out at some point. I'll probably tweet it on the Video Shop Twitter.
Love it.
Anyway, somehow we've spent 11 minutes on three tweets, so...
Yeah, let's crack on,
so let's keep stalling and never get to the topic. Correct. Alrighty, Kel, how was your week?
Alrighty. not too bad, man. I mean...
What did you have for dinner?
I had a Japanese curry with chorizo sausages in
it. That sounds delicious. I've cooked every night this week except tonight. I had like a homemade muffin, like an English muffin, like a breakfast McMuffin, but with a lot of like dinner ingredients in it. It was basically a burger using an English McMuffin.
Fair enough.
An English muffin.
I was gonna say, you keep saying McMuffin.
McDonald's
don't have.
You're a McMuffin.
Like, if you've made it at home, it's explicitly not a McMuffin.
I'll call it whatever I want. McDonald's can
play the music.
No, Cal, don't play the music.
Yes, it's too late now. It's playing.
It's playing. Hello right and welcome. Now.
Right now. Hello and welcome to the Video Shop Podcast about when you're watching, maybe. I'm your host, Cal.
I'm your other host, Sam. Today we're talking about Space Jam, I guess.
Woohoo! Looney Tunes!
What?
Looney Tunes! That is all. That's all I have to say about these movies.
Now, I know Bob's going to be upset with me. Spoilers for, I guess, the... No, there's no spoilers. The movies are barely film. And I'm going to sound probably like a... I thought they were both fucking...
You're going to grumpy old
they're going to be... They were both fucking awful. They were
so bad.
Look, I know we're also going to talk about Looney Tunes Back in Action, which is the best movie ever made.
Yeah, correct.
But both the Space Jams were exceptionally average.
Look, I didn't particularly rate the second Space Jam.
No, bad.
I wouldn't say it was bad. Like, no. Don Cheadle chewed the scenery hard.
Don Cheadle was... Someone came up to Don Cheadle and said, do you want to be in Space Jam 2? And he said, no. And then they said, but you get to do the hologram thing you never got to do in Iron Man. And he said, yes, I'm in.
Boo. That's the least good reason to be the bad guy in Space Jam. You get to scream in a little kid's face. You get to...
Is
you get
that
to
a good
around
reason
like
to be in
LeBron
anything?
LeBron James.
Do you like
you
screaming in children's faces, Cal?
You get to strut around and pretend you're taller than LeBron James, and for the sake of the movie, you will be.
Yeah, there were like several apple boxes stacked for that scene, weren't there?
Yeah. You get to stand next to people who look remarkably like well kitted out, like extras from Game of Thrones. And then next to someone who looks like they're just going to, like, a university Halloween party dressed as
Cal,
Warner Brothers characters.
Cal, they were all awful. And why?
Some of them looked all right. Some of them looked pretty good.
No, but the worst one was Mr. Freeze, clearly not Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was in the shot. He had more scenes than, like, Bugs Bunny did, I think. He was in more of the film per second.
Dude.
Principal cast.
My biggest problem with Space Jam 2 is that they didn't have any reason to include the Looney Tunes, and the Looney Tunes didn't actually do anything.
No, like, because LeBron was right. Why the fuck have you got the Looney Tunes to play basketball with all the...
when you could have Superman.
Or just a Quidditch team.
Sure, whatever.
Well, I'm just saying, they literally fly on broomsticks. They play basketball, but it's harder. So this is like, it'd be like a professional golfer doing mini golf.
Like, okay, my one small change, Nerd Every Movie style, like, pick of this would have been that that LeBron was specifically seeking out Lola Bunny because she's good at basketball.
Yes. Yeah.
And I would have made it more explicit that the other movie is a movie in this world, rather than that this potentially happened in the past, or that Space Jam doesn't exist. Like, there's not enough direct references to say for sure what is actually going on.
Well, I think,
like, canonicity-wise,
the Looney Tunes characters did experience it, but...
But only because they were in a movie.
Yes. Like, they experienced all the movies they're in. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, go on.
At the end, Bugs Bunny dies.
Yeah.
Stays dead, but and LeBron James loses his mind, suffering from extreme PTSD, and hallucinates Bugs Bunny for the rest of his life.
Look, that's a different movie, and it's one that I hate, and I don't want to exist.
It's the movie I saw.
Boo.
Oh, boo you. Boo you, sir.
I liked it being the kids' video game and it having a bit more of a central story.
Hated that they completely misunderstood how video games work.
Yeah, they did.
And it's like, oh my god, you built this game? And I'm like, this game, I mean, it's pretty impressive. A kid did it, like, it's cool, but also...
But it's very clear that that kid did it because they have... unlimited resources.
Yep.
Like, that kid apparently invented that 3D scanner that you can stick to your mobile phone.
Yeah, but that's also a thing that iPhones can actually just do now in camera.
Yeah, not really.
Well, not really. There are no lasers, and it's not quite to the extent, but they can, like, map a room. You can, like, map...
If you have a LiDAR sensor, it is lasers.
Yeah. Well, you can't see the lasers, though, so it doesn't count. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing.
But it's like my
character glitched out, so now I have to rebuild the entire character. That's not really how that works. And also they keep going, like, you made this game and you made your own character. I'm like, yeah, that's part of the game, dickhead.
He made a whole bunch of other characters,
and it's fine that LeBron doesn't get it, but then, like, no one gets it, including the computer dude, who is a computer.
Yeah.
I'm like, you should
be doing, like, way more impressive shit than that.
Probably get this, bro. And also it's like, hey, it's basketball, but without any of the rules of basketball. I'm like, great. So why?
It's not basketball.
No.
It's But it's like, I like that whole thing of, like, LeBron is sort of, he's not taking himself too seriously, and he's like, he's the one with a problem that, like, the kid is trying to get him to see, and...
Yeah, and, like, that's all fine.
And, like, the B-plot of, like, letting the Looney Tunes be themselves, and the Bugs Bunny is looking to get his friends back because he doesn't feel like himself without them, and, like, finding your own identity and, like, stuff like that, could have been good, but they did nothing with it.
Yeah, I really love that bit where the Looney Tunes all find themselves and then get turned into 3D characters that will haunt my dreams.
Oh, man. Like, leaving the entire Lola Bunny controversy on, like, to one side.
Oh, my God. The dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The amount of, like, softcore porn next to the new character that you see. And it's like, that's not what she looked like ever.
Yeah. Yeah. People need to calm their shit.
Dude. And it's like, I get it. You're horny. Chill. Just chill. I mean, I do think she looked a little bit... I mean, they all looked fucking weird once they turned 3D.
They all looked weird. All of them. All of them were horrifying. Granny in particular.
Even in 2D,
because
they were a bit off model.
Shouldn't she be human?
That would have been funny if they had just got, like...
Cast an old lady? Yeah.
Like Betty White or something, just to...
But that would have been excellent. But then you can't have her be Matrix. Who's this movie for?
This movie is for the good subscribers of the Warner Brothers streaming service, available now in a house that you live in.
HBO Max. You know that is it, right?
I'm just saying, like, that's that's what it is. It's Warner Brothers streaming service, the movie.
Yeah.
Fine, because, like, if you're going to do a product placement movie, at least have a product. Like, the first Space Jam didn't. It was just like, remember the Looney Tunes? And it's like, yeah, we grew up on them. They're still on TV. Yeah, well, I mean, we've got to remind you about the Looney Tunes. This is an ad for the fucking Looney Tunes. Oh, and Air Jordans.
I was going to say, it was built on Michael Jordan, too. And I liked in the original, like, I didn't like the original movie, but I like how they're like, hey, he's playing baseball now. And I'm like, that's funny, because that's a thing he actually did. And I'm like, yeah, Michael like Jordan, what are you thinking? I like that Bill Murray's there.
Who's just actual Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Like, I like the headcanon of, like, the Bill Murray that, like, got shot in Zombieland and the Bill Murray that, like, watched Michael Jordan get sucked into a golf hole.
Are the same Bill Murray?
Are the same Bill Murray. And, like,
I do love the end credit. I really hated Zombieland 2. Like, I didn't hate it at the time. I thought it was just eh. But I've grown to really think it was... it's grown a distaste in my mouth. Except that end credit scene with Bill Murray. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's good. It's good stuff.
Oh, shit. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Yeah. I think we've moved too quickly past the fact that the crowd is a horrifying nightmare of lookalikes that they've not even tried with. They just didn't even try with most of them.
They seem to try at first, like in the big everybody's here kind of moment where the whole crowd's like rushing towards the thing. They like pan past a few people that looked good. And then throughout the rest of the movie, they just went, oh shit, we didn't really think this through, did we? I guess we'll get the guy from catering to be the Joker.
Well, yeah, and then you've got like old school Batman, 60s Batman, you got like the 89 Joker. But like, they've got them all just standing there and there's no one interacting. And I'm like, surely the point of this is to have characters who you never thought you'd see on screen together, be on screen together properly. Like, for instance, spoilers, the new Spider-Man No Way Home trailer.
God damn.
Haven't watched yet, so I'll say no more, but...
I have watched it.
Oh, you've watched it now. About it.
That's not here. Yeah.
We should talk about that instead. It's way more interesting.
So, here's a pitch.
Mm.
Instead of using current NBA stars as your villains, you could have used actual, like, you could have used a Quidditch player from Slytherin, the Joker. Like, you could have used, like, other Warner Brothers properties.
Yeah, and I know, you risk, like, the movie losing its own identity, but it's already Space Jam. It already doesn't have an identity. Like,
its identity is this movie was never, like, should never have been made.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been made in the good timeline, but we're in the darkest timeline.
We are in the dark. This is the timeline where Troy went to get the pizzas.
God damn it.
The worst timeline.
It's really not. I shouldn't be like that. But
no,
like,
Cal, it is. It's so bad.
God damn it.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine everywhere. Afghanistan.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Everything's okay, though. It's not a problem. Lockdown, COVID, everything's fine.
Everything's a drum. I feel like there's plenty more to say about both of these movies, but really what it came down to for me...
It sounds like you're wrapping it up. We're 25 minutes in, Cal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on. You got to be better at spruiking than that. We got to get at least another 20 minutes out of this.
Because we've got Looney Tunes back in action to talk about.
Yes,
so, like,
which is the much better
too...
one. But,
like, because these movies were both fine to me, a bit lacking in a story to tell.
I had zero nostalgia for the Space Jam 2. The original one, I mean, sorry. Like, I never saw it as a kid, so there wasn't even that for me. It just was... I would have been much more interested, honestly, in Michael Jordan. It's just a movie about Michael Jordan being bad at baseball, and it's just a dumb comedy that Bill Murray's in. Like, that would have been, to me, unreal.
The movie that happens in the background of Space Jam 1, of, like, the NBA completely falls apart, everybody thinks that, like, COVID's arrived early, and they're, like...
No.
The NBA stars are all, like, getting sick, so they're locking everything down.
Which, ironically, is, does not reflect reality.
I was gonna say, if we responded as quickly as we did to the invasion in Space Jam...
We're really concerned about the players' welfare, so we're gonna shut down play. One in the darkest timeline. Space Jam, that world is the timeline where Jeff went to get pizzas.
But like that movie that happens in the background,
yes,
where Bill Murray is like trying to get into the NBA, like everything Bill Murray was doing off screen
French
would
kiss.
Have been a better movie than either of these two movies.
Correct. 100%.
Because can you imagine the end of that movie being Bill Murray like breaking into Looney Tune Land and helping Michael Jordan win a basketball game?
Yeah. Amazing. Like... would have been amazing.
Space Jam 1.5 would be awesome.
There was one joke I found really funny in the first Space Jam. It's when Daffy's like, let's call our team the Ducks. And Bugs is like...
What kind of Mickey Mouse organization would call their team the Ducks?
Which is very funny, because for those who don't know, the Mickey Mouse company known as Disney did name a ice hockey team the Ducks.
But so now it makes me think that maybe we should have been comparing Space Jam to the Mighty Ducks?
Maybe. But also, like, the Mighty Ducks, like, you have a movie about ice hockey... It makes total sense to name your team that. And the stadium was initially called the Pond, too, which is an awesome name for a team called the Ducks. Now it's just called the Honda Center, so who gives a fuck, but...
That's dumb.
Yeah. Like, branding's shit. Anyway, if any sponsors are out there, Honda, if you want to sponsor us, we will rename the show the Honda Podcast.
What was the what was the brand of car at the last in the end of Community?
Honda
Subway. It was Honda.
It was
cool,
Honda.
Cool. But like, because calling your team the Ducks stupid because ducks migrate away from frozen ponds and ice and shit.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
They also have the best mascot because it's a mascot made by Disney. So,
God damn it.
You know, of course it does. They're shit,
Lola
though.
Lola being on Themyscira and being an Amazon was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I mean, here's how I fix Space Jam 1. Sorry, Space Jam 2. Space Jam 1, unfixable. Space Jam 2.
Space Jam 1, well, it's just everything that Bill Murray was
doing. Yes, yeah. Make it a Bill Murray vehicle featuring Michael Jordan. One joke I liked in Space Jam 2 was the Michael Jordan bit where they brought Michael B. Jordan into the
room. Yeah, that was quite good.
I had that spoiled for me before I watched, but it was still it was still a funny time.
It was.
But I would have not had them play basketball.
Oh my, you can't do that.
Of course you can. We've already seen them play basketball. So
but then what's the point of getting LeBron James?
Don't get LeBron James. That's what I'm saying. Don't get him. Get like...
No, you have to.
No. Make it another sport. Like, because why do the same thing again?
I mean, they already did Space Jam that doesn't play basketball, and it's Space Jam 2. Like,
you're right. It's not basketball. It's, something like else entirely.
It really should have been more hardcore basketball. I get why it wasn't, but I wasn't that convinced by the whole, like, kid made the game story bit anyway. Like, it was all right, but it felt like the original movie had a better, Excuse me. The original movie had a better, like, plot of, like, the aliens are invading. The Looney Tunes decide to play them in a game that they would be terrible at.
That's better. Why
it's basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes more sense.
Yeah, and the stakes are much
clearer.
This one
doesn't make any
too.
Fucking sense.
The stakes are like, if they lose, Looney Tunes go as slaves up to this planet.
That joke is the best joke in all of Space Jam 1. Where, like, the point is that the Looney Tunes would just be doing exactly what they're already doing.
Yeah.
and that Michael Jordan would just be doing exactly what he's already doing. We can't possibly have that happen. We have to have an intergalactic space ball game.
And I liked that he, that the game was refereed by Marvin the Martian.
Martian.
Yep, because he's an alien and a Looney Tune. Non-bias. Yeah. But I stand by it shouldn't have been basketball. If you're going to do it again, shake it up. Have them play literally any other sport. Make it baseball. Make it...
I think basketball fans...
Yes.
Are, like, really... Like, kids who like basketball... really liked Space Jam 1. And so...
Question.
Space Jam 2 is sort of intrinsically linked to that market.
Question. Does anyone like basketball?
Oofed. Take that, everyone who likes basketball.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone listening to this podcast loves basketball.
As far as sports to watch goes, basketball's pretty up there.
No, it's not.
I still wouldn't watch it.
No, it's so boring, Cal, because it's just the best bit of basketball, I will admit there's a best bit, and it's a great bit, and it's when someone shoots just as the buzzer goes, and the ball goes in, like, after the, like, things turned red, and they win the game, and everyone's like, yeah! But it's just a back and forth. It's like watching ping pong, which actually is much more entertaining.
Yeah, ping pong's... As far as, like, one-on-one sports goes, it's pretty good. I'd rather watch table tennis than actual tennis.
I mean, I don't hate actual tennis.
I think I do hate actual tennis.
Can you imagine the Looney Tunes have to play a game of cricket?
You see, that's a very different... Like, that's a very different movie.
Yeah.
If it was where it was like a decathlon.
Bring Ricky Ponting in. Like, have him the person who gets sucked down the golf hole.
Sam, not a single person would watch that movie.
I'd watch that movie.
So, okay. Do it at the Olympics.
Oh.
Do it where, like, there's basketball, there's cycling, there's swimming, there's running, there's javelin, there's shooting, there's fucking skateboarding. And to have each, like, have them, like, pick Looney Tunes that would be good for each thing.
Yeah. Yes. It's like Mario, it's like Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, but with the Looney Tunes.
But have, like, the big final sporting event be basketball.
Yeah, and make a joke about it, like, oh my god, we prepared for this moment, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm totally down.
And basically just throw the rest of the sports away in a montage of just funny skits.
100%.
Like, that's totally fine. Everyone gets their way. It raises the stakes. It raises the, like, intensity of the sporting scenario, of the story. Yeah. But anyway, we shouldn't rewrite Space Jam 2. We should just Space Jam 2.
should write off movies. Except for Looney Tunes Back in Action.
All right.
I'm beginning to think this is the spy car.
Okay. I love... This movie, just everything about this movie, man.
It's great. It's
so much better.
And people don't like it. People prefer Space Jam. And
no one liked this movie, and
I don't get it. I don't get it. You see, for a second there, we were all in, like, disagreement. But we're back on track, Cal. We're back on the we agree train that we've that's been chewing along for quite a while now.
Because I don't like either of the Space Jams. Like, I like Space Jam 1 as a nostalgia trip. I think Space Jam 2 is totally fine.
I just want to say about Space Jam real quick.
Yeah.
The, like, leads in both of them do a pretty good job considering they're just basketball players.
People complain about the acting skills.
Because they're not actors. But
yeah. And I'm like, they do fine.
They're also playing against... nothing. Like,
yeah,
that's like, a nightmare a for why... any actor.
Yeah, like there's a reason why half the time that that Michael Jordan's in Toonland, that like the camera is just like up his fucking nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so it doesn't matter where he's looking or what else is going on around him or how much you have to green screen.
Well, the way they shot that was also horrendous. Have you seen like behind the scenes of that?
No.
Like the director didn't shoot it and consult the animation team at all. So he's got people in green screen suits like dancing around Michael Jordan, intending for them to be characters, but one of the characters is meant to be Tweety Bird. So you've got to take out an entire green man and replace him with Tweety Bird, but then Michael Jordan's got a big shape of a man in him. Like, you have to paint Michael Jordan back in, and actually that shot's unusable. Like, it was a total fuck around. And the director that did Doolittle, same thing. Wouldn't let special effects on and would shoot it and go, you're just going to put the animated creatures in later. And the special effects guys are like, that's all good and well, man, except you've shot it and you've got this close-up on Robert Downey Jr. You're meant to be talking to a polar bear, but you haven't left enough frame for an entire polar bear. Anyway.
Yeah.
Directors out there, if you've got special effects, always have a special effects person on set with you. And when I say special effects, I actually mean visual effects. There is a difference.
So, Looney Tunes back in action.
Yes, best movie. Far from Maybury Roger Rabbit.
Look, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a sort of... it's a beast of its own, and I can kind of see Looney Tunes back in action being a sequel to that.
The thing
just as much as it's a sequel to Space Jam.
The thing with Roger Rabbit is it's kind of... it's kind of out of... it's out of the brand. Like, it doesn't have an allegiance, you know? It's got Disney characters. It's got Looney Tunes characters. Like, it's kind of...
and there's, like, a contractual thing that there has to be an equal amount of characters from both.
And screen time. So all the characters are... all the main characters are unique.
Yeah. But, like, you get Dumbo on their own. But when it comes to, like, oh, we got Daffy Duck on stage playing piano, he's got to be playing opposite Donald Duck, who's also playing piano. Because that's a concert people would go and see.
It absolutely is. Daffy way better than Donald, I'm just going to say it.
I mean, you can understand what Daffy's saying.
Well, and I think in a fight he'd kill Donald. Like, just Jesus straight up, Christ. I think he'd shove a TNT stick down his gullet.
Well, that's the thing.
And I'm not saying it's all about fighting, but I'm saying all the Looney Tunes characters would murder all the Disney characters. And I'm
that's what's good about Back in Action. No, not Back in Action. Roger Rabbit is that they canonically can't die.
Yes, well, there's that too. Except for the big
vat. You've got to put them into a vat of paint thinner.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, yes. Brendan Fraser is
so good, man.
A gem.
I think this is relatively late in his original career.
Well, it was after he'd done The Mummies. And I love that line in it too, where it's like, you know the Mummy movies? I'm in there more than Brendan Fraser is. I'm like, that's a top-notch joke.
Very good line. Yeah. Man, and like, every bit of this movie is just like, take the clue, follow it, to the next clue, move on to the next thing. Like,
it's an adventure with a plot.
Works in sea. It's the same. It's in the same vein as National Treasure and stuff like that. Like it fits that better than Jungle Cruise did.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Yeah. It does.
I was trying to think of why those movies were fresh in my head. Oh, because we just did Jungle Cruise.
Yes, we
the
did.
Other day.
I also love that it does play in that Roger Rabbit world of animated characters just exist here.
Yeah.
They exist. And the Space Jams don't do that. And I really like that about this. I love that scene with and there's lots of references and, you know, cameos in this movie. Batman's in it. Scooby and Shaggy are in it. And Shaggy's having a go at what's his name, Matthew.
You made me sound like a total space cadet, man.
Yeah. Matthew, what's his name? Matthew something. Lyard?
I can't remember because...
Lloyd? Matthew Lloyd, maybe?
Lyard, I think, sounds Lyard. Right, but I can't remember. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Shaggy. Live Shaggy. Action Shaggy.
Live action Shaggy, Shaggy boy.
Yeah, and like there's that bit where like in that same scene where Bugs Bunny is sitting down with the lead actress, having a conversation about getting Daffy back, and Bugs is eating a real carrot.
Yeah.
Like
it must be CG, right? It must be a CG carrot. Like a computer generated carrot on a 2D animated character.
I'm pretty sure it's a real carrot being like puppeteered.
I mean it might be. I don't specifically recall the carrot, if I'm being honest.
Because there's a lot of real world stuff interacting with other stuff, like the bit where Daffy gets covered in real foam and he's like rubbing Daffy against the wall to get the foam off.
Yeah. The way that like the, you're right, the way they have the world interact with the characters is great.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of like the cartoons operate on these physics, the real world stuff operates on these rules. Like it's very good.
Yeah, I dig it a lot.
And then they put a Dalek in it and got sued.
Did they get sued for that?
Yeah, they did.
Bummer, dude.
I think that's part of the reason why the movie lost money. Is that they, because Warner Brothers or one of the parent companies or whatever, however any of that shit works, did the Peter Cushing Doctor Who movies,
right?
And thought that they had legal rights to use the characters from those movies.
Yeah, the Daleks are mixed up in some tricky copyright, though. Because they're not owned by the
BBC.
BBC either. They're owned by the... Nicholas,
I can't remember his name. But
Nicholas something.
It's like one guy.
He's Briggs. Dead now. No, Nicholas Briggs is the dude who does the voice for them. So, anyway. It's not him anymore. It's his foundation, because he is dead. But,
So you
need
have to ask for their permission to use
it. And the Daleks almost weren't in New Doctor Who because they nearly didn't come to a deal.
So dumb, man.
Yep.
I mean, you just would use anything. Like, you just use other things.
Yeah, and honestly, I love the Daleks in the first couple of seasons of New Who, but long term, maybe that would have been a good thing. Just saying.
Yeah, if the Daleks had have just died.
Yep.
Like, in the Time War, like, they were just eradicated. Because if anything was going to be, it was going to be the Daleks. But let's not go down a Doctor Who rabbit hole.
It's very easy to slip down one. They're very, they're very slippery, them rabbit holes about Doctor Who.
What's his name? Pink Panther guy, Cheaper by the Dozen guy.
Steve Martin.
Steve
he's
Martin
the bad guy,
as the
isn't
Acme
he?
Leader.
Yeah. I love that Acme are the villains, and they have... I do also love that the villains are the villains, and the good guys are the good guys in-world.
And that's it. Like, no one's fucking around, there's no moral ambiguity.
Nope.
They're just the bad guys. And him talking to Wile E. Coyote, being like, it's not the stuff! The stuff is good, it's Acme stuff!
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah, very good.
The bit where he's trying to get the TV to work, and he's like, you gotta use this remote and press that, grab the other remote. And it's like, that's a very specific time in technology.
Everyone's dad's house, right?
Where it's just set up so wrong, and it's got like 8 different things from 8 different decades.
Well, and
all trying to interact with each other.
They've got a TiVo box, and a DVD player, and a separate Blu-ray player. And they've
and
probably got a
sound
system. Yep.
Who knows?
And then there's the TV itself, which of course has a different controller and a different sound output.
And Timothy Dalton?
Timothy Dalton is a spy. It's very out of character for him.
Rassilon himself has has taken on the role of James Bond somehow. Weird.
Yeah, very strange. Very strange. I don't see it. Personally, I don't know. It's not a. It'd be like if that guy from Knives Out was a James Bond. I just don't see it. It doesn't work for me.
I mean, Christopher Plummer. He's got a lot of charisma. He's got a lot of charisma. I think he probably could do James Bond all right. Yeah.
Christopher Plummer.
I haven't seen him do James Bond all right, but.
Christopher Plummer. Yeah, I think Christopher Plummer would be a great James Bond. Lock it in.
Fuck you. What the fuck are you talking about?
The fuck are you talking about? I'm talking about the guy from Knives Out, Christopher Plummer.
Okay, righto.
Man, I still want Knives Out 2 to have Velma in it. I don't know why that works so well in my head.
The character Velma?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Just Velma.
But she has to be played by, what's her name, from the live-action movies.
Yeah. Yeah, Hawkeye's wife, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure she has a name.
Actress. I'm sure she does. Hawkeye should know it.
Hawkeye should. Linda Cardellini.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, bring her back as Velma in...
I love the idea of, like, just throwing in this random cartoon character. I know, like, make her live action and everything, but it's so funny to me and I don't know why.
I don't think it's Warner Brothers, though, so... And
probably not.
I definitely didn't see Daniel Craig as the inspector in the background of the basketball, so I don't think, since everyone was there, I don't think he's a character owned by them.
That was like watching a Smash Brothers.
Do kids like The Matrix? Am I like missing something? Is Game of Thrones really big for kids these days?
I think they were trying to tick off a bunch of different demographic boxes.
Yeah, I'm sure they were, but the movie didn't have enough depth in other places to make it work for the people they were referencing. Also, some of those references, like, I even know adults now who haven't seen Matrix. Like,
I pretty much haven't seen The Matrix.
Yeah, I know.
Watched it, like, once as a kid.
Because you're a sack.
Because The Matrix isn't that good.
The Matrix is that good. The Matrix 2 and 3 are not that good. Specifically, 3. 2 has its redeeming features. 3 is so poo.
When I was a teenager, I remember basically not wanting to watch things like Fast and Furious and stuff like that because it just had a lot of, like, girls in bikinis dancing around and I just felt a bit gross sort of watching something like that.
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, I'm like, that's fine. All of that shit is totally fine and fun and just good to have in some movies.
No, the Matrix, still mostly, when I was a kid, still mostly gross.
With the black leather gear and the rave parties is like...
You see, the rave parties came in the sequels and they are a bit weird and it makes me go, just plug me back in the Matrix. This world ain't all that. I'm not here for it. Plug me back in. Wipe my memory. Sounds good. Cheers. The robots are just using me for energy. That's cool. Do I know about it? Nope. Great. Ignorance is bliss, baby.
So in Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Yes. I love the bit where they go in the paintings.
Oh, that is really good.
And they like match the art style. It's so good.
And it, like, the way they interact with it changes. It doesn't make any sense that when they come out of the painting and like blow Elmer Fudd away that he like maintains the art style from the painting even after he's left.
Later, Bugs has a carrot lightsaber for literally no reason.
I mean, because it's a reference. That's more of a reason than Elmer Fudd being like being painted in the same thing as
fair Finn. Enough.
Also, do you know who the bears were? Or the vulture? I've never seen any of those characters in the Looney Tunes cartoon before. No. I've seen the vulture in original Space Jam.
I'm sure they're in something. I don't know, man. There's a lot of, like, weird... Honestly, the only ones I know are, like, you know, you got Roadrunner, Bugs, Daffy, sorry. sorry, Warner Brothers, if you're listening.
Brothers Warner.
Like, those are the only ones I kind of, like, know.
The live-action fucking Warner Brothers, who I'm pretty sure is just the same guy, like, superimposed into the shot twice.
Yes, I hope
like,
so.
I don't think it's two different people. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. I could be wrong. But
you might be. It's hard to say.
Very funny.
Yeah. No, good movie. I like all the spice. It has a plot, right? It's got a plot.
It does.
The human characters are, like, they've got really charismatic actors.
They walk into a Walmart, and, like, when they're, like, in a desert, and they're, like, trapped, and they see it like it's a mirage.
Yeah.
That's funny. And they're like, is it a mirage, or is it just product placement? And then they walk out with new clothes and drinks, like, sure it was nice of Walmart to let us have these drinks and clothes for saying Walmart so many times.
It's also like the bit where the car's about to crash and they're like, we're out of gas. It's like cuts to black, cuts back. That's not how it works. Smash. Like,
the rules... Yeah, like the car just stops in the air.
Yeah, like the rules work on belief, what a character perceives as reality. So,
because in a world where there's cartoon physics and real world physics, I imagine the internals of that car are cartoon.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
That it's a combination of both, of magic and technology.
Yeah, and as soon as, as soon as old mate Brendan Fraser interacted with it in the respect that he spoke ill of its magic powers, it rebelled.
Yeah, well, then the hybrid object started to behave more like a real world object than a cartoon object.
Yes. There's also that weird scene with the zips at the end.
I practiced back at Acme HQ, but I didn't have a hat. hold this for me, will you?
So many zip disguises.
And like, okay, because they bring out the Tasmanian Devil as a last resort after using a whole bunch of other quote-unquote bad Looney Tunes, who then disguises themselves as the bodyguard and Tweety Bird at once.
Yep.
And goes to the jungle, follows them to the blue monkey, and then just unzips himself. No. He was Tweety Bird the whole time. The bodyguard was the bodyguard the whole time until he was the female Tasmanian Devil. They both unzip the things, have no interactions with the main characters at all, kiss, and that's it. That's the only reason why Tasmanian Devil is in that movie at all.
Yeah, I didn't rewatch it for this because I've seen it recently. I must have blocked that out.
Because it doesn't make any sense and it contributes nothing to the movie.
Doesn't make a lick of sense.
Oh, super dumb.
Super dumb.
But at least the rest of the movie was somewhat interesting. And I was
more engaged with the whole Daffy's unsatisfied with his life playing second banana to Bugs B-plot.
Yeah.
Than I was to either of the B-plots in the Space Jam movies.
I agree. Yeah. It's interesting. Like, it is interesting because he does get shit on by Bugs constantly. I'd be fed up too. Fuck that rabbit. Wabbit. Weskely Wabbit.
Weskely Wabbit. I don't think this scene's going to work without Daffy. Wabbit season. Wait a minute. Bang! it's just so good. What's the Pendulum of Doom doing there? It's overkill. Get rid of it. That comes up in my life way more often than I would ever think. Like, people who don't know me are sick of hearing me say, "What's the Pendulum of Doom doing there?"
Why?
It's overkill, get rid of it. I don't know. Because it's a great line.
It is
people
a great
should
line.
Say it more often.
But why are you saying it to strangers? I'm just picturing you running up to someone on the street, grabbing them and shouting it in their face.
There's the Pendulum of Doom! What's the Pendulum of Doom doing there? Just grabbing them by the by the collar of the, it's overkill, get rid of it!
Is that what's happening? You can be honest with me, Cal.
As a podcaster, that's pretty much what I do every week, yeah.
True. True, we just scream at strangers on the internet about our opinions. Thanks for listening. Yep. What's your favourite Looney Tunes movie? And why is it Looney Tunes back in action?
Dude, this was such a fucking weird episode that said nothing about anything. I feel bad. This is bad content.
One might say the episode was somewhat loony, Cal.
somewhat
of a loony podcast.
Did we mention at any point in the past, outside of this episode, that Looney Tunes Back in Action was originally called Spy Jam and was going to be a direct sequel to Space Jam?
Is it? Was it?
Yeah.
Because that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it did bad in test screening, so they rebranded it.
I think... Is that why... What, they didn't like the name?
No, they rebranded it and advertised it differently instead of making it be like, oh, you saw, like, this is what happens after Space Jam. The Looney Tunes become live-action movie stars.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really work as a sequel, does it? So if you went into it wanting Space Jam, you would be disappointed. That's probably why people don't like it.
As a studio making movies with about cartoon characters and like paying animators and shit, it would be a huge boon to find out that like a couple of kilometers under the surface of a golf course is like actual cartoon characters that are alive.
Yeah.
Like live down there and operate off the same physics and shit, so you can like actually just hire them to be in your movies instead of paying animators.
Like, interesting.
That would actually be awesome.
Yep. Yep, no, you're right.
Also, it really does beg the question, if it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit rules, where it's like, these characters need to have been invented first, and then they sort of come into existence as cartoons in the real world, where the fuck did Lola Bunny even come from?
I think we know where Lola Bunny came from, and I don't want to think about it too hard.
I'm gonna have to do some research.
Gross.
Look, I'm not a fairy, but
gross, Cal. Stop being. Look, I don't like to kink shame. So do whatever you're into. Just leave me out of that. Leave me out of that.
What if you're what they're into, Sam?
Me specifically. It's very weird. I will kink shame you for that one.
Take that, anyone who likes Sam.
Yep. Yep.
Personal attack directed from Sam.
Yep. Let's go with that.
Okay, cool. We're nearly at the hour mark. I feel like we haven't said anything about anything.
Space Jam feel bad, like
Looney Tunes Back in Action good.
Was 300 all we had in us, Cal? That begs, that is the question.
Dude, that's what we said at like 100. Dude, that's what we said at like 50 something.
It is crazy when you like go back and look at like, not even the first 50, look at the first 10, how much we burn through so quickly. Yeah. And it's amazing that we are still going.
Oh my God.
That we've found topics. Speaking of topics, I'm going to finally cop it and watch The Suicide Squad on HBO Max.
Okay, so we're going to do that next
week? So let's do a Suicide Squad.
Or do you
want
to do Free Guy?
I haven't seen Free Guy. Is that out?
Me either.
Is that on HBO Max?
I think so.
Let me do a quick little old Google. Free Guy.
Because I have watched The Suicide Squad in preparation, expecting us to do an episode on it. But I'll probably will re-watch old Suicide Squad and maybe Birds of Prey.
I might rewatch Birds of Prey too. I didn't watch it that recently.
I haven't seen it since it came out in cinemas.
So yeah, I'll rewatch Birds of Prey. I'm also going to rewatch the original Suicide Squad, and I will watch The Suicide Squad. And Free Guy, I don't think is getting a digital release yet, brief Google search. So we won't be able to do it until cinemas.
Fair enough. Well,
next week, Shang-Chi comes out, but we have no way to see it here. So
it'll probably be Premier Access.
It's not.
Yeah, but Black Widow wasn't either.
No, Black Widow was Premier Access.
Yeah, but Black Widow wasn't supposed to be.
No, not initially, but they announced that they're releasing it on both like months ago or months before it came out. They have said.
Do we actually have a date for Shang-Chi as well?
Yes. It's coming out on the
last I heard it was just sometime next month.
No, it's I think it's the 3rd of September. I think it's the 3rd.
Fair enough.
Tomorrow at Reading Cinema, apparently. I don't know where it fucking thinks I can go to see it. Actually, it's probably finding my nearest cinema. Because we don't have Reading Cinemas in Melbourne. So, is it trying to like fly to Tassie.
You got a VPN on or something, maybe.
Oh, I might.
This episode is sponsored by no one. But
there is a Reading. There's a Reading Cinema in Sunbury. Of course there is. Doi.
So we're absolutely dragging this out. What?
Yeah, so we're not going to be able to see it until lockdown ends. Because it's not Premier Access. Because everywhere else is open. How good is that?
How would your life be different if cartoon characters were real? Tweet us.
My life would be exactly the same, I reckon.
I probably would.
Except I'd occasionally be annoyed by something happening outside my house that I cannot control.
Man, I'm picturing like bank robberies and stuff being done with cartoon guns, where like the gun just sort of like makes you, like just covers you in soot.
If you haven't watched, I think it's the Roger Rabbit behind the scenes on Disney Plus. It might be Prop Culture, maybe. I don't remember exactly. The way they do the effects in that are freaking phenomenal. Like,
I have seen a few things that go into that.
Like, it's crazy.
Like all the weasels that like the henchmen who are carrying real guns.
Yeah.
Because in this world, if they use cartoon guns, it's not going to work. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It operates differently.
I love it. And yeah, like shooting real water out your mouth. There's a lot of stuff in there. The car, it's kind of obvious, but the rig is awesome. Like the car that he, you know, the cartoon car he drives around in.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Like, obviously, it's just a real car, but they need to rig it so it's small enough you can animate over it. And there's, like, a guy inside driving it. Like, he's not driving it. It's because he's driving a big cartoon wheel, I think. It's so good. I think it is Prop Culture because they find that actual car.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, that's worth checking out if you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So tweet us at VideoShopPod and hopefully we'll have a better episode for you next week.
About the Suicide Squad. So hopefully, you've already seen it. I saw a spoiler today and I'm fucking livid and I'll say no more about it.
Okay, you don't want to talk about what spoiler you saw?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for people on the podcast who might not have also seen it.
Right. Remember for this for next week, Sam. We're going to open up with a spoiler.
I think you must also be livid. I can't imagine you're not livid about it. And actually, it's kind of a spoiler if anyone has listened to this podcast, because I bring it up a lot. Anyway.
All right,
I feel like I bring it up a lot.
Recording.
Yeah, let's stop. End this recording. Stop it. So that way I can hear what the spoiler is. Shut it all down.
See you, nerds.